I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero comes to you live all over the country thanks to affiliate stations from coast to coast. Also, you can hear us on aftermath.fm and talkstreamlive.com. If you're not getting the full show, you always go to the online services. They're there. Plus, we have archives available by going to aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Check it out. It's $4.99 for the shows, $9.99 for the library. We have a document we're putting in there tonight just so you can check our sources. We do that from time to time because, if I'm trying to prove a point or if I'm trying to make this point and let you know that, things are not the way they seem, and people say, oh, it's just conspiracy theory. Give me the proof. Well, we have the proof in the library at aftermath.media. And so I suggest that you sign up and get into those files because tonight we have something we want to reveal. And here's the thing. We know that Anthony Patch was scheduled to be on the program tonight, but since Joe Biden is speaking and since there may be some cutaways and some things happening on major networks, we decided that we want to hear everything that Anthony Patch has to say. So this is a programming decision that we had to make because of the fact that Joe Biden decided to speak and probably is going to declare victory again, which is, this is going to be going on for days, certainly. And, last night, it was a really interesting night last night. Look, I hate to admit it, I think a lot of people know this, but sometimes the trolls get to me on Facebook. And so some guy posted a nasty comment last night, and I took offense to it. The guy said, hey, are you going to talk about how Trump keeps proclaiming himself the winner officially? The votes be damned. I mean, since you claim to be unbiased at all, I didn't think so. All snarky. He obviously was inferring that since I did a show about the election asteroid, I was avoiding the fact that Trump has been a pain to the Democratic ass of the voters who think that just because their man looks like he's going to close the deal, he's not entitled to investigate fraud or anything else that may have diminished his chances at winning the election. Well, just because I took a break last night from this reality show we call an election does not mean I am ignoring the elephant in the room or the donkeys that seem to know nothing about history or why Donald Trump is doing what he's doing and why it is important that he's doing what he's doing. It makes him look like a sore loser, I agree, but the truth is that there is no law that says he has to concede or admit defeat. I mean, I'm beginning to understand how Americans treat the election process in 2020. I mean, they act as if they're watching the Super Bowl. I mean, they're watching the big game. However, many people don't know how the game is played, what is illegal or legal, what is fraudulent and what is normal procedure, and what candidates can do by law to ensure that the elections are fair and not manipulated by state and local officials. Many people are completely flummoxed over the fact that President Trump has decided to seek legal action in an attempt to salvage his chances for a second presidential term. He's filed a series of lawsuits designed to stop the tabulation of mail-in ballots and has joined the case in Pennsylvania. It's already been turned away. It's actually turned down twice by the high court. Trump can allege fraud. I mean, he can declare a victory if he wants to. He can do whatever he wants, even if there's no evidence to show fraudulent counts. And some of his colleagues are saying that he should back down and let Joe Biden take his place in the Oval Office without all of this lawsuits and all these threats. But a little history lesson. We've reached the worst possible outcome for any election, arguably the worst since 1876. In November of 1876, an election was held during the period known as Reconstruction and 11 years after the end of the American Civil War. Now, this election was one of the most controversial in U.S. history, not only because of the vote count, but because of their consequences. It was actually felt felt all the way into the 20th century. And the nominees were Democrat Samuel Tilden, governor of New York, and Republican Rutherford B. Hayes, the governor of Ohio. Now, Democrat Tilden won the popular vote, and he also led in the electoral votes. But the one who took the presidency was Hayes. 4 months after the vote, and after reaching an agreement with his rivals that would mark the fate of the South of the country for several years, what happened to change the course of the process? That's what you need to ask yourself. Well, by the time the vote count was almost over, Tilden had won the popular vote and appeared to have won the Electoral College votes as well. The Democrat had 184 electoral votes compared to the 165 that Hayes had gathered. But there were 20 additional votes from Florida, Louisiana, South Carolina, and Oregon in dispute, and it was unclear which candidate should take them. Both parties in Florida, Louisiana, and South Carolina had declared their own candidates as winners. I mean, there were two winners in each of those states. Now, how is that possible? Well, at the time, each party printed its own ballots, and due to the illiteracy extended in the 19th century, the groupings included a graphic element that would allow them to be identified in addition to the name of their candidates. So Democrats were depicted on the ballot by a rooster. Not a donkey, but a rooster. Okay, and then, of course, Democrats, you know, that would vote for Tilden, they would have to vote with the rooster, right? So, and then if you wanted to be a Republican, you'd use the image of President Abraham Lincoln. So they had Abraham Lincoln's image for the Republican category, and they had a rooster for the Democrat category. So what happened was that states like Louisiana, Florida, and South Carolina, the Democrats printed the ballots under the name Tilden, and they put it next to Lincoln's face. So state authorities disqualified the votes of these Democratic ballots because they were misleading. And there were many irregularities and corruption in the elections, and there were bad practices on both sides, but especially from the Democrats. Many ex-slaves took Democrat ballots that had the Republican symbol, and most likely they wanted to vote for Hayes, but instead they were voting Democrat, the very group that was enslaving them. But Democrats still declared Tilden the winner of these states, basically. And at the same time, Republicans were saying that Hayes had won the election. Now, in Oregon, the problem was that an Electoral College elector was dismissed for exercising a position of that was basically incompatible with his role in elections. So complications in these four states put 20 electoral votes at stake. But the relevance of Lincoln's image in the ballot had, basically, it had to not only be the right symbol, but, of course, the rival symbol was taken out of context, and they had a case here. So the November 1876 elections were also held in the midst of the Reconstruction period, basically after the Civil War, and during which the freed slaves from the southern states were gaining civil rights, including that to vote. Well, the Civil War broke out in 1861, and when the slave states of the South separated from the rest of the nation after the election of Republican Abraham Lincoln, for fear it would somehow restrict the system of slavery, the northern states won the war in 1865, and slavery was abolished, and during the Reconstruction that began next, the North maintained troops in the southern states to ensure respect for the rights of the African Americans if they had won, when they won. So in Florida, Louisiana, and South Carolina, there were many freed slaves who were going to vote. So seeing the face of Lincoln, a Republican on the ballot, basically the president that gave them freedom, that influenced the decision of the slave. So what finally happened? How did they resolve it all? Well, the Congress of the time decided in January of 1877, 2 months after the election, to create an electoral commission consisting of 5 representatives, 5 senators, and 5 members of the Supreme Court. Now, mind you, last night, I kind of talked about predictive programming. I talked about, well, predictive programming about this asteroid situation hitting the planet. The night before, I talked about what FDR once said. And what he said was that if something strange is happening in government, it's always because it's planned that way. And months before that, I talked about a number of tabletop exercises carried out by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, Rockefeller Group. And each one, they raised the question about how the world would react to a novel coronavirus pandemic. Now, what if I told you that 6 months ago, there was actually a war game planned that was carried out by a group called the Transition Integrity Project, which is a nonpartisan group founded by Rosa Brooks of Georgetown Law School, and Nils Gilman, who was with the Berggruen Institute. And the scenario predicted a narrow victory in the Electoral College for Joe Biden, 278 to 260, Various participants played a role of the Trump campaign, the Biden campaign. It was like a mock tabletop exercise as to what would happen if this was to happen. Remember, 278-260 had Biden winning the Electoral College, 278-260. And then there were various participants that were part of the Trump campaign. They were part of the Biden campaign. So they developed, divided into sides. So Republican and Democratic elected officials were basically used in a tabletop exercise. And now the news media and other key players, of course, were in the mix as well. And so they were there to actually stir the pot as well. So this was like a mock exercise, much like they did with Event 201, much like what they did with Claydex. And they wanted to figure out what would happen if Joe Biden won the electoral vote at 278-260. We'll tell you what comes up next. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.